original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Sunday night's edition of Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. I'm glad you are here joining us. The shift continues. That's right, everyone. Part two of Shifting Your Life. We're going to start that in just a moment because Sky is back. You know, calledtocreate.com, the creator of that, and also author of the fantastic book, The Seven Shifts. Well, we want you to get the book. We want you to check out the website. We want your life to shift. The shift took place. It's taking place. Every day there's a shift going on in our lives. But we want you to be part of that flow, part of that life class with Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. I want you guys to just sit back, relax, and remember, if you miss any portion of this show, don't worry. Take a deep breath. Relax. Because you can go to latalkradio.com and you can get all of the archives of Max and Friends, and we'll have it posted for you later tonight, if not tomorrow. But the point is that your life is going to shift. There's some miraculous things going on. Happy 11-11-11. I know it ended, but it was my favorite day. I posted all over Facebook. I'm glad you guys responded. So keep on responding to me there. Go to Facebook.com or go to Twitter.com/Max Tucci. Hit me up there. I want to love you guys forever. So I like to communicate with you. And your emails are great. So thank you for sending your emails. I've got to give shout-outs right now to the entire Backer family and to Lauren and to everyone that I had a wonderful weekend with this weekend. So how you doing, Backer family in Pennsylvania? Congratulations and mazel tov. Had to say that. But listen, guys, have you been in rut lately? Are you ready for your life to shift? Well, remember last Sunday we had Sky here. He's this amazing person, this amazing human being who had a near-death experience at the age of 4. His mother named him Sky because she believed that you live life with no limits. He was raised by dolphins. Do you remember all of this? His mother became a drug-addicted person. Now, check this out. Who was had this, like, unstable mental condition and left Sky in foster care. He became a Mormon. And then, you know what happened? His last living day relative dies, leaving him entirely with no family. Can you believe this? I'm telling you, it's like the most incredible life story. And to have Sky here to be able to tell us his story and to be able to be filled with so much love after all of this, these turmoils and tragedies that life offered to him, he turned his tragedy into triumph. He turned his breakdowns into breakthroughs. And I want you, my listeners tonight, to have that same effect in life. You can do it. The shift can take place. But you've got to be in that place where you're ready to receive it because it's happening. So, part two of Shifting Your Life with Sky Sheridan on Max and Friends. Welcome back, Sky, and let's get into this amazing journey that you call life.
Absolutely. All I have to say to you right now is I love you, Max.
It's well, so likewise.
Amazing. We're going to start with this first shift, you know, allow the alchemy of love. And so I just figured no better way than to connect with the hearts of everyone out there that's listening and the hearts of you. And, you know, I just took a big deep breath and just felt how good it feels to be on the show. So thank you.
Well, thank you. So let's get right into this because people are, you know, we've had so many emails, guys, from last week and Twitters. People were so excited. We had people from Malaysia, from India, from Colorado. They were all tuning in. So we had like this life-shifting moment going on last Sunday. And we're going to have it again tonight because we have those same people tuning in. So I thank you all of you for tuning in tonight. I know you want that shift and we're glad that you're here tonight. Let's talk about allowing the alchemy of love. What is alchemy, Sky?
Alchemy is transformation. You know, it's all about our ability to create. And love really is probably the most transformative thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And, you know, really, I had to start to understand what love was because a lot of us have a lot of misconceptions about what is love. You know, we think that love is pain and we hear it in our stories and we see it in our movies and we constantly play out relationships with a lot of our family members in relations to our world with love being sort of a painful thing and a painful ordeal. So I had to actually learn what love really was at first. And love was none of those things. I learned about the unconditional power of love, which is transformation. And, you know, it's changed my whole tragedy of a life that you had so graciously put it in the beginning to kind of the triumph that I'm living now and the triumph of just really learning how to love unconditionally, which is not requiring anything back from anybody else. To just be a vessel of love on this planet is just honor and gift enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know for sure that love doesn't hurt. You know, everyone has this concept that love has to hurt or to be loved. It has to not feel right. People have a very big misconception of what love really is. Why do you think we have that tendency to believe that love sucks or love hurts?
Well, I think that, you know, right away is that it's a great place to identify. And I always talk about this, where's the love, where's the fear in our lives? Like every moment we can stop and just say, does this feel like fear to me or does this feel like love? And so, you know, I'm not really sure where the mix-up came from. There's a lot of reasons we could go into. But really the point is I'd just like listeners to know, if you feel fear, then it's not love. It's a place where love is being called. So if you have any type of pain or sadness or those types of emotional reactions to a kind of love, then you're probably experience a very human condition or conditional type of love, which is that if I love this or if I love you, then you'll love me back kind of love, you know? And if it's real love, you'll know immediately because it'll be overflowing joy. There'll be overflowing possibilities that surrounding that. And it's an unconditional divine type of love. That is what is the connection of the universe that we feel, or the connection to the divine. And those are very two different types of love. And to be honest, I'm not really sure where the mix-up came from, but definitely there's a lot of people still pushing that type of love. Oh, love sucks. Love's painful. You know, you've heard it all.
there's songs written about it, but there's
a book written.
It is crazy. But what's fantastic is there's a book called The Seven Shifts. And in The Seven Shifts by Sky, everyone who's our special guest tonight, he talks about two kinds of love. There's human love and there's unconditional love. So you say darkness can forge the soul into a diamond if we let it clear away all that is not light, so that only the immortal divinity remains. How can we do that?
Well, each day you just have to allow this beautiful type of love that exists within your being and within everything in the world outside of you and in nature. And, you know, the first thing you just have to do is see where the inspiration is coming from. It's all around us. You know, all you have to do is look at a mountain and have an experience that's outside of yourself that's sort of divine. Or all you have to do is be inspired by something that is completely that you can't really explain, you know, unexplainable. So those types of things really inspire the soul. And when your soul's inspired, there's suddenly this feeling of love for everything, and love transforms everything. So you really can take darkness at any point and you can love it. And that's what I'm talking about. The darkness can forge the soul into a diamond. It's all about allowing the darkness to transform into the light, or bringing your light into the darkness and letting that transform it. You know, the diamond, our diamonds are kind of covered with the coal, right? That dark coal. But underneath the diamond, that light, beautiful diamond exists. And it's really important to allow this transformative, or I call it alchemy, which is just basically transforming a base substance into a higher substance. So if you can transform darkness, which is a base substance, with love, and allow it to become a higher substance, which is the diamond, you know, that's really, I think, the process that is unfolding in each and every one of us every day.
Absolutely. You know, last week you said on part one of Shifting Your Life here on Max and Friends, you said to love fear. And I always, that resonated with me, because for me, I just believed that fear didn't exist, that it's, you know, false evidence appearing real. To me, it still doesn't exist. And I think to love it even more is loving it out of existence. So I really took that lesson from last week, which is loving fear, and I took it further to saying loving fear to not existing anymore.
Yeah.
And to loving myself more. And I love in your book, The Seven Shifts, everyone, you can get it on calledtocreate.com. That's the number two, calledtocreate.com. Sky writes, the single most powerful affirmation of the book is, I love myself, I love my life. Love flows through me in every experience. Where were you in the place, where was your heart, where was your mind when you came up with that affirmation?
Well, I think a lot of the book, and it's a lot of the way I write, it's a lot about ceremony. And I just, I really try to tap into my inner being and to really understand myself. And in order to do that, there's processes that are involved. Just like as you would go to church, you see sort of an altar in front of you with all types of hymns that you sing during there's a process that has to go into understanding your inner self or your divine self. So when I bring forth a lot of this information, what I do is I will cleanse my energy, cleanse my space, do a meditation, breathe, and get into a place where it all becomes really silent, and sort of a lot of the outer experience washes away, and I'm able to just tap into higher guidance in a way, which is what we all can do, what we all are meant to do. And in fact, we all do it every day. We just don't really notice the times we are. Like anytime you've experienced a miracle, Max, you know that you're tapping into some higher source, you know? So that's basically how those affirmations came out.
Now, you know, there are some people that feel broken, that they can't feel they can tap into that miraculous source, that they feel like, okay, maybe I have a breakthrough going on, but then it's so easily given up, or they're so easily let down. How can you encourage someone who's at that breakthrough, at that miraculous moment, to continue and to realize exactly what it is?
Well, first of all, I have to say that you're not alone. I also have breakdowns. I'm sure you do too. And you know, that's part of the human experience really on this plane right now, is that we do have breakdowns, and they're not very pleasant, and they are very easy to get stuck in. And so I think it's very important to realize first and foremost that you're not alone. I say in the book that alone is one L away from being all one, you know? So it's just like, if you can shift even from that perspective while you're feeling you're stuck, you know, I'm not alone. There's a support system, even if I don't see it. It might be angelic. It might be, you know, my inner being, my higher self, God, whatever you want to call it, that greater power that sort of a lot of us believe in, our greater intelligence. And, you know, you're just not alone. And so that really helps you move forward, I think, the very first step forward. And then I think that it's really important that we support each other, you know, our brothers and sisters out there. We have to do this together. You know, this breakdown is affecting every single being out there right now. And the breakthrough comes when we really connect not only to our source, but to each other, and really begin to bring out the best in each other and really help each other make these breakthroughs and be a mirror for each other. Max, I really want to be a mirror for you, you know, and you can be a mirror for me of the beauty that's really shining through us each day, you know, and how we can really break through these dark times, because we're going to do it, and it's happening every day.
It is happening every day. And, you know, I know that it's happening every day because I constantly get emails from listeners. So continue to email me, people, max@maxtucci.com. I love reading your emails. And this is why we have Sky on tonight, because we're going to help you in your lives. I'm hearing you, people, and we're validating you tonight. Sky and I are validating that you need to be loved, that we love you here. So I know that you guys want to get into that flow of love. I know you're there. I can feel it. I sense it. I know it. And Sky knows it too. So he wrote a book called The Seven Shifts. Please, please, please go to calltocreate.com. I promise you, the shift will continue in your life. You just got to open up that door and allow it to. Speaking of opening up doors, we're going to open up a door right now to tell everyone what they're listening to. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Take a deep breath. Get ready, because Shifting Your Life Part 2 is happening right now. I want you to take that breath, take a moment for yourself, and appreciate it all. Appreciate every moment you have in life. I wake up, and the first thing I say is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate It All is another shift in Sky's book. Now, I think that this is a pretty easy one, but for those of you who don't get it, we love you, and we're going to tell you why to appreciate it all. Tell them, Sky.
Well, appreciate it all. I actually, if you look at the front of the book, cover of the book, it's all chakras, right? So appreciate it all is shift 5, and it has to do with the fifth chakra, which is all about our expression and how we express ourselves and how we communicate with the world and what we bring forth into the power of word. And so, you know, our words are very powerful. Each word, each sound has a vibration past the language. And it's very important that we use those words in a way that can activate sort of our receiving. And so I always say that appreciation is the key to unlocking our receiving, because what happens is we speak into existence the things, and we focus on the things right away that we really already have created in our lives, have already allowed into our lives, the blessings that we have in our lives, and we speak them into existence even more by thanking them. You know, we amplify them if you want. Thank you for this healthy body. Thank you for the friendships in my life. Thank you for this opportunity to speak, you know. So some people can also do it. You can do it in a meditation way too, internal. But I think it's very powerful to actually get the words out there. And it's important to appreciate each other. You know, I think a lot of us have really lost the art of appreciation with each other and being able to thank each other. Just for being you, you know, and thank you for just being in my space or being in my connection or being in this world, you know, thank you for your life. That's beautiful too, you know.
It is beautiful. I also say, I believe strongly that when you thank something, you're creating it also. You're creating it into existence. So for instance, if you're looking for that job that you all so desperately are looking for, where they say that 9% of America isn't working, remember that 91% is still working. Therefore, thank the job that's created for you. Call it into existence. You know, if we want to get biblical, I always love saying this, Guy, that God said there was light and there was. So create. We're creators. Like Sky says, we're called to create. We are the image of God. We are inside of us God. We are one with him and or her, whoever you guys want to call God, but we're one with that source, with the universe. And we have the ability to create. And right now is the time that we are being called to create. And that's why Sky is with us, because the seven shifts are taking place. We're on shift number 5, which is appreciating it all. And I love that you say this. It's such a beautiful passage, that giving thanks is like saying yes to the banquet of life. Explain.
There's just so much on the table. I mean, we see it every day, you know, it's all in front of us. We have to pick and choose anything we want. And like I would say, back to what you were saying about the people out without jobs right now, I think that's really important to address because a lot of people are feeling that pressure. And, you know, I think if you don't have a job right now, the best thing to do is to think, just to thank where you are, you know, even though you can't understand that you are unemployed and it's super hard right now, there might be something going on right now that we don't even understand that's a little bit higher than us, you know. So it's really good to just be thankful in the position that you are, even if it is the dark time or even if it is the diverse time, the challenging time. By thanking it, you open up a portal to a possibility, you know. So giving back to the banquet of life, it's all about, you know, if you want to thank stuff, you can start to take things off the banquet of life. Thank you. Yes to this. I'd like some more of this, please. You know, thank you. Yes, I just got a job. Thank you so much. I'll say yes to that job. You know, thank you for this beautiful relationship. I'll say yes to this beautiful relationship. Thank you for my beautiful family. My family gets more beautiful every day. Thank you. Yes, my family gets beautiful every day. You know, it's just all about what you want to take in.
Right.
And that's kind of what thanks is.
It is. I agree. And you know what the problem is, I think, Sky, is that when we're in the environment where people are calling this a depression or recession, the words that are being used are being so heavily weighed upon our hearts, our minds, our souls. And instead of looking this as a depression, look at it as a time of rest, a time to rebuild. You know, these are the times and these moments when you're given the opportunity not to work. Think of all the times, people listening tonight, where you said, oh, I hate my job, I hate working. Well, if you're not working right now, you have the perfect opportunity to take a breath, to relax, to get into a place where you're going to get into that flow and create things, because now is your time. Now is your break in life. So don't look at it as this horrific experience that you're not working. I get it. I get that you don't have the money to pay your bills. I get it. But you got to get into the space of positivity. Get into the space of thanking the moment where you can rebuild and recharge yourself, because this is the moment that instead of looking at as a depression, we should be looking at it as a recharging moment.
The opportunity. You said opportunity. I love that. I love that word, because you know what, people? This is the opportunity of humanity right now. We are waking up in such a way, we're understanding that, you know, for the first time in the human existence, we may actually be able to end war, end poverty, end hunger, end disease. These are all things that I really talk about in The Shift, that if we begin to really know ourselves, that we may be able to achieve this within our generation. And I think that what's going on now with the joblessness thing happening is people are beginning to wake up to the system, and they're beginning to see the fear paradigm that's really out there. You know, there's this huge fear campaign happening about where we are and what's going on with money and what's going on with the jobs, but nothing's really being done. And so it's really our opportunity to do something. This is our moment as the people. And it's really amazing that it took the jobs crisis and the 2008 crisis to really show us as a, you know, I'm thankful that it's brought us together, you know?
You know, I'm thankful that it's also, like you say in your book, The Seven Shifts, I think this is the moment where we're getting to really know thine self, to know who we are, because we have these moments, these beautiful, precious moments where we can be still and know. So we have to transform our thinking from this is a negative situation in life to this is actually a wonderful moment. Well, we're becoming able to know ourselves.
Yeah, so, find out what's good in your life, you know, say thank you. And that's how you find out. And instantly, you know, okay, there are good things in my life. I may not have a job, but I have my health and I have a family and I have a community and I have America and other citizens who are also without jobs. You know, it's like there are so many good things in our life if we just tune into them by saying thank you.
Thank you. Well, I want to ask you a question, because you have appreciation connects us to our source. For those of us who are lacking a source, Sky, let's try to explain to them what this source of shifting and what the source is.
Well, the source is, I believe, just, you know, we're filled with energy. We're definitely connected, you know, on a quantum level, all of our energy is connected. So, you know, we're having an individual experience with these five senses, and these five senses really only register a minuscule amount of vibration that's really out there. We can't even tune in to physically right now where we're at, what's really going on beneath our level of ourselves, the energy that surrounds us around the planet, you know. And so there is a source, scientifically speaking, that you can really even measure possibly through a lot of different data. And it's a source that also we all feel, which I think is more important than the science, because I feel the source every day. The source is like a bigger perspective than me. You can call it God, you can call it prime creator, you can call it, you know, a million different names, but it's just
the universe.
The universe, yeah, exactly. Like all that's flying around California right now. But it's all about just energy, really. And that's really all that's going on the planet right now is energy exchange, following our energy, and energy follows awareness. So it's really important with talking about appreciation. When you begin to appreciate something, or when you say it physically with words and sound, you create energy. You're just playing with energy, and you create this awareness around the energy, and it gets bigger. And that's it kind does. Of like, yeah, you create, you can create
the important
whole
thing that you said there was say, because when we say something, people, you have to realize that the minute we put out the vibration of sound, it's a fact that it never ends. It
will matter coalesces to it. Yeah. I mean, scientifically, when you put sound out there, right, there's this whole – it affects the entire vibration around it. And on top of it, it amplifies and it can draw stuff to it. So it's like, you know, this stuff is not just heebie-jeebies, you know, like New Age stuff. This is scientifically proven.
It is scientifically proven. And what's also proven is that we have wonderful listeners that I'm appreciative right now, because we have a listener, Maureen, who wrote on Facebook, "These are unique times on Earth to rebalance and reconstruct ourselves and our world with divine encouragement and human courage." Thank you, Maureen. Shout out to you for tuning in tonight.
See, so much love.
Here.
Wow,
we are
I love
interactive
that.
Here on Friends and LA Talk Radio. But, you know, Sky, there's a wonderful poem that you wrote, and I would love for you to read it to us.
I'd love to share that with you. Thank you so much. It's called "Today I Am Grateful." Today I am grateful for the fear that shows me what to love, for sorrow that I can wrap in my joy, for sickness that reveals my health, for lack that lets me find my wealth. Thank you, darkness, to whom I bring my light. Thank you, doubt, to whom I bring my trust. Thank you, limits, for giving me power, and contrast for my catharsis. Thank you, endings, that I may empty into everything, and beginnings, that I may always emerge anew. Today I am grateful, for I get to be just grateful.
Just grateful. What inspired you to write this wonderful movement?
Oh, I just feel like, you know, it's just, we all have a greater purpose on this planet, and I think that if we can just really get to know that purpose. It's just, you know, it's all of our callings, Max, to do this. You know, really, it's all of our callings to bring forth this information. And it's not like I'm trying to teach really anybody. I'm a constant student, actually. You know, I feel people who teach are actually the ones who want to learn the most. So
absolutely.
I'm just here learning, you know. I'm learning to tap into my heart, and I'm learning to work with others who are tapping into their hearts. And it's not rocket science. It's actually just everything that we're really meant to do, I think.
I think so, too. And I think, you know, we need to do it right now. We need to take a little break, everyone. Let's regroup. Let's get that. I know y'all want to tune in and listen. Well, here's the time to go to LATalkRadio.com. You can go to the App Store right now as well, because we have free apps right now at the App Store, so you can take us with you. If you're in your room right now and you need a break, we're going to give you one. We'll be right back. Until then, you're listening to what, Ronan? And now we're going to play for you a beautiful song from one of my dearest friends, Sharon Agati. Namaste to you, and thank you for this divine song, "Lead Me to the Water," on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Sky Sheridan with part two of Shifting Your Life. Lead me to the water.
Every day I wake up.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water. Sky, how precious is that song?
I love her. What soul. Oof, I felt it.
She's amazing. I love my Sharon. Sharon is from London. Y'all might have known Sharon from The Real World London. She was on that show. She also is the one that does our Hot Topics for us, our little jingle here. So Sharon is a great, great soul sister.
She's bringing forth the light, for sure.
She brings it forward. Well, let's make believe for a moment, Sky. In The Seven Shifts, your book, you talk about make believing. Why is this so important to make believe? Is it kind of like fake it till you make it?
I like that. It's totally LA. Fake it till you make it. No, well, make believe is shift six. And shift six is the sixth chakra, as we're the third eye, or one of the most, I think most people know about the third eye. And it's about your inner vision, basically. And it's basically getting to know what a belief is. You know, we have all these beliefs that we hold, and we really just need to know what they are. You know, and a belief is basically an observation or an experience that we keep enforcing with our thoughts and feelings. So we keep thinking one way, and we keep feeling about it because we're experiencing it and we're creating it. And it basically becomes a solid belief system that we uphold. And of course, we all know that our beliefs change. You know, we don't believe in Santa Claus, but when we are a child, Santa Claus felt very real to us, and we thought he was very real. So in our belief systems, he became really real, you know? And so our beliefs really do sort of navigate our entire reality. And this is not just like a New Age thing. Again, you know, a lot of psychologists also understand that if we have a belief about ourselves, we oftentimes inflict pain on ourselves because of that belief, because of the things that we're thinking about ourselves and the way we're feeling about ourselves. So it's a really good to understand what a belief is first, and then to second, to understand that we can make believe. And that is, when you were a child, you really naturally gave, you know, you would make believe at anything. You'd turn little Legos into, you know, castles and dollhouses into entire storybooks, you know? So it's like, we really need to get back into this childlike thinking and first understand where our beliefs are creating, what they're creating, and then get into this power that we know that we can actually create new beliefs if we want to think and feel differently.
Absolutely. I love how you say ideas become forms, thoughts become things. What we believe, we also achieve. So let's bear witness of the things in your life. How do we really, though, take that moment to bear witness to believing?
Right. Well, belief is not just – it's different than faith. You know, I want to really make a distinction between belief
Absolutely.
And faith. You know, belief really has to do with literally the thoughts that we're thinking every day. And I think, okay, as a world culture – let's get back into the joblessness thing, because I'm really passionate about this subject. So, you know, we're struggling right now in the economy, and there's this idea right now that we've had for a long time that there's lack, you know, that we have to compete for our resources. And that thought has been played over in all of our actions, you know, for hundreds of years now. And it's really a thought that we uphold, but it doesn't necessarily make it true. Do you know what I'm saying? And it also, these feelings that we're having about these thoughts is really important too. So we're thinking about there's lots of lack. And then what is the feeling that we have when we feel that there's lots of lack? Oh, we feel disconnected, afraid, you know, we feel fear that we're not going to get enough because there's lack in the world, you know, but the truth is that there is enough in the world and there's enough to go around if we just could get into balance, you know. And so that's what really this make-believe thing is. Understand the beliefs that are no longer serving you in your life and get into balance with new beliefs that will help you really think better and more empowered and feel
better.
Give
us an example.
An example of a belief. Okay.
Well, that worked for you. We want your testimony.
You want my testimony. Okay. Well, I'll have to say, okay, this is one thing. I'm really good with my weight, you know, in the sense of I've lost weight before, and I know a lot of people out there struggle with that, and it's not easy. I've been there. I just actually lost about 40 pounds, and I was going through a really tough time in my life, and so it's okay. You know, what happens is when you go through a tough time, you start to look at the beliefs surrounding what's going on. You know, why? What am I thinking about my body? What am I feeling about my body? Okay, so a lot of our past conditioning comes up still. I'm still human and I'm still working, and just like anybody else's. And a lot of the beliefs that were coming up for me was that I wasn't good enough. And those are a lot of beliefs that come up for all of us. I think that we all struggle with the being afraid to be who we really are. So, you know, I was telling my body a lot of lies, like not good enough to really be this model and, you know, afraid to really shine in a way that was healthy. And I was feeling very self-destructive with my body sometimes in ways that I wasn't picking up, like little things that I would say, even though I was positive and thanking everything. At the same time, I'd have all these little things that would creep in, like, you know, I don't like the way my body looks right now. I feel like bad about it, you know, and those start to create this belief system, and it just adds to the worry and doubt and fear that sort of resonates off your body and contributes to the problem. So what I had to do was really start, mirror practice really worked a lot for me. And that was like getting in the mirror and being at whatever size or whatever type of beauty I was, and just look at myself and be like, I totally accept you, Sky. And I think that you're awesome, and I love what you're doing right now with your body, you know, and that really helped. And it's an exercise. We go to the gym every day, you know, or we run or we walk or do whatever. Why wouldn't we also just try to do these things that are so simple, which is just bringing awareness to what we believe about ourselves and what we're creating?
And that's what this whole –
yeah, and that's what this make-believe is all about, that we can really make whatever beliefs we want. I can believe my body is not serving me, and I can believe my body is fat, or I can believe my body is serving me at whatever level, and that it's healthy, and that it doesn't have to be, you know, skinny or whatever the model right. image put out there, but it does have to be healthy, and that's really important, I think, that, you know, distinction.
What happens is people stand in front of the mirror and they say, oh, I'm so fat, oh, I'm so this, oh,
yes.
I hear it all the time, and what you're – what you're believing people, even though it might not be there because people don't see you as fat, you're believing you are that. And I think a strong lesson, since Sky brought up the mirror, when you look in the mirror, I love saying this, and you know I've said it here before, when you look in the mirror, look into your own eyes and say, I love you to yourself. How many times we don't do that and how important it is. Right now, that's the challenge I give you, to be able to do that every day. Look in the mirror, look into your own eyes and tell yourself, I love you. Very important.
Isn't it powerful? Wow, is that the most powerful thing you can do? Anything you can do is to do that exercise.
And people don't do it. You know,
oh,
they don't.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's not I love you. It's not coming from the ego. It's coming completely
right.
from the source of your being, from the behind your eyes, from behind the ego. You know, it's amazing. It's like a divine love for sure.
It is a divine love. And you're listening to everyone. This is Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We're talking about the seven shifts here. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope your life is shifting. I know mine is right now. And I think yours are too, because I'm getting your tweets and I'm getting your Facebook. So keep hitting us up. Sky is here tonight. The book, The Seven Shifts. The Seven Shifts. The website, Called to Create. That's the number two. CalledToCreate.com. You can get the book there. You can get the book on Amazon. Wherever you need to get it, because Sky is going to help you shift your life through this wonderful book. It's the time, people, and we thank you for tuning in tonight. Now, Sky, in Make Believe 6, number 6, the shift, you have fear-based beliefs are limiting. Can you read us a little bit about the fear-based beliefs?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is really important exercise to do in our lives as well, is to take responsibility for what we're creating. And so if we're standing amidst poverty, if we're standing amidst a broken relationship, or if we're standing amidst things that we don't like in our experience, it's important to understand what's going on. What do we believe? And so it's interesting. I always try to figure out, you know, is this a fear-based belief or a love-based belief? And the fear-based beliefs are limiting because they require outside power. You know, they're usually deal in ignorance, like not non-truth, you know, things that, like, you're telling yourself you're fat in the mirror. Well, it says who, you know what I mean? Says you, right? You know, that doesn't make it true. Fear-based beliefs are things that happen to us. It's like victim mentality. I'm a victim to life because there are power greaters than me. Another fear-based belief would be like life is a test. You know, I have to suffer. It's natural to suffer. I have to work hard in order to get what I want. That's a huge fear-based belief. And I have a struggle with this with some people, because people are like, oh, no, I've heard this so much. Hard work. You know, it's the way to live. And I'm like, you know, the most powerful people on this planet and the people who are in control don't work a day in their life. You know, it's like it's is so such a misconception. So it's important to understand like where the fear is coming from and if these things are true and why we're telling ourselves them and why we're creating it by telling ourselves these things, you know. And it's all about limitation, basically, you know, what is limiting us. So fear limits us and love sets us free. Love creates all these possibilities, you know. So
you write that the things that are limiting. So everyone, get your minds ready to absorb this. If you missed it, you're going to be able to get on the archive of Max and Friends. But things that are limiting, you ready? Are the impossibilities, evil, sin, guilt, ego, the me, the grand me, doubt, worry, past, future. Those are limiting. Why are they limiting, Sky?
Because those things are all about outer power, you know, permanence, anything that's established, anything that's known, everything that has to do with that is all about outer experience. It has nothing to do with your inner experience. It's all about you trying to validate things through outer circumstance, that you have no power, that you know what I mean, that things have to be established this way because that's how they are. And it's important to understand what we are capable of. That's why I started Call to Create, because it was all about how can I begin to work with people and understand how creative we are as beings, you know, and that we don't have to be destructive anymore, that we're destroying ourselves, we're destroying our planet, we're destroying a lot of stuff, and it's really important to understand where is the root of the problem of that destruction happening. Well, it's because we're powerful creators. We're so powerful that we can actually destroy stuff, you know? So if we're so powerful, we need to really begin to tap into that power and learn what that power is. And that's really where I start to talk about love-based beliefs. It's important to identify these beliefs because these beliefs function and they create everything that we envision in this planet. So it's like basically a belief is just holding a vision for what we want. And if you're holding a vision for establishment, if you're holding a vision for sin, if you're holding a vision for guilt, if you're holding a vision for doubt and worry, well, it's natural that stuff is going to flow through you and create it totally into the world. You know, and that's sort of the world we're old paradigm we're operating in now. And now there's been a huge shift happening on the planet where we're starting to operate into a new paradigm, which is where people really are tapping into the possibility of new beliefs, that we can create new beliefs, that we can actually change ourselves. Like, what a concept, you know?
We can. And what you say is beliefs are like drops of water that ripple out and then return to us as a reflection of what we are thinking and feeling. So everyone, are you ready to feel free? Are you ready to get in that love-based belief that are freeing? Let's get those freeing beliefs now, because Sky says their inner power, their light to co-create. You have so many wonderful things. All is well. All is right. God, I am. Appreciation, awareness. It goes on and on. I love all these adjectives. Soul, oneness, allowing, receiving, giving, desires. Well, everyone, I desire for you to be free right now, and Sky is going to give us the love-based beliefs that are freeing. So tell us about the freeing. Let's break the shackles off the feet so people can dance free.
Freedom, sweet freedom. Well, that's what love is. Love is about, and that's what I talk about all the time, is that freedom is like really what we're really doing on this planet. And freedom and love are totally, you know, they're built in the same foundation. Love is setting something free. Love is being free, you know, and being free is about learning what your power is, knowing where you come from, knowing why you're here, knowing where you're going. Like we talked about those in part one, you know, those are very essential to our sort of quest in life, and they're on everyone's mind. It's really a freeing feeling to follow your bliss, you know, to do what you love. Of course, there's a lot of people in this life who've had to struggle with doing what they hate, you know, and thinking that that's what they needed to do. And a lot of people are waking up and saying, hey, no, you know, actually this A brings me joy, and B, what I've been doing my whole life, really I hate. So why am I doing B, and where does that come from, and why can't I do A? And I encourage everyone to do what they love, and that is basically what frees you, you know. That's how you can make the most abundance in your life, and that's how you can become the most powerful and prosperous person in your own right, is that you follow what brings you joy, you follow what you love, and it sets you free. But you know, there's all kinds of other things, like you just believing in possibility. The very like just one thing you can do today is just believe in your own possibility, that even though you're seeing things the way they are right now, even though you're seeing how bad it is, that you are free to move into a new possibility if you so choose. You know, you're not a victim. And that is like the biggest fear-based belief that we have to get out of our consciousness, is that we're not victims, that we are free. We're free to
prosper. You know what I say, Sky? At first we're victims because we don't know. At first you're a victim, but then Second, you volunteer. The first time you're a victim, the second, a volunteer. So volunteer to all the positive things in life. When you see that victimization happening, snatch it up, change it up, and start volunteering to the positive, to the beauty, to the joy, to the soul, to the receiving, to the giving, to the allowance, to the oneness, to the consciousness, to the all is well, to the all is right, to the I am, to the appreciation, as Sky says. That is shift number six. That is shift number six, the make-believe. And make-believe is the art of imagination, as Sky says, that's restoring your inner child, everyone, and the creative power of vision. We all have that vision. We all have that creative power. We are all called to create.com. Hey, Sky, we're running out of time, so can we take this to part three of next week? Is that cool with you?
Absolutely.
We give the last shift. Is that groovy?
So what we're going to do.
All right. So next week, everyone, is part three, the final shift of the seven shifts. If you want to cheat life class, then go to calltocreate.com right now. Get the book. And here's the deal. Sky's going to come back next Sunday. We're going to give you all the last shift of seven shifts. And your life is going to shift. It's going to change. But also, we're going to get interactive next week's show. So we want you to email us, max@maxtucci.com. We also want you to tweet me. Go to twitter.com/MaxTucci or hit me up on Facebook at Max Tucci there, because we want your questions for Sky. He'll be answering them next week live on the show, and we might have some callers. So we'll open up the lines next week, because I hear you all. I validate you all. I love you all. You're tuning in. I'm getting your Facebook messages. I'm getting your tweets. And now we want you to really be set free. So next Sunday is part three of Shifting Your Life, the book, The Seven Shifts. The website, calltocreate.com. Sky, thank you so much for being here. I'm appreciative
of you.
Thank
you, Max.
Absolutely. This is a life class with Sky and Max.
I love it.
So check this out. I'm going to talk to you after the show. I'm going to close it right now with the wonderful quote that we had from the beginning of the show, which is, I love myself. I love my life.
I love my life. Love flows through me into every experience. Thank you, Max.
And thank you, Sky. And everyone, I'm going to play you a song, because I believe right now that the troops are coming home. Because this is one thing that I've been believing in for a while, because I'm sick and tired of reading on the news that there's people that are 19 and 23 and 20 and all these young ages dying for a ridiculous war that's happening. So I believe they're coming home. I want you all to believe that, too. Let's look in the mirror and believe that together, saying that all these young people are coming home. Home at last. And there's a wonderful song that our boy, our buddy, our friend to Max and Friends, Thomas Hibner, wrote called Home at Last. And we're going to play that for you. After that, CBS News. Be inspired. Be encouraged. Love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else? Don't we just love that saying? Look into the mirror. Look into your eyes and say, I love you. And after you say that, say, let's take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Until next Sunday, part three of Shifting Your Life. Sky is coming back. Love you all for listening, and take life to the max. Good night, everyone.
Looking back at those days when you went somewhere far away, had to say goodbye. Knowing you were risking everything, knowing I was scared, but you wanted to go. And I had to stay strong and believe in you. I've been waiting for this day to come, the U.S. soldiers are home. Finally, you are home at last. To return to a place where you need to catch up on everything that you missed. This is not a dream, this is real. Family, our soldiers are home at last. I'm not gonna ask what happened on that battlefield. The stories are too hard to tell with words.